from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Greg Brown standing by at PNC Park. He's brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Do we like when we see Starkey flex that big J journalist muscle in these interviews? Greg, do you like that when Joe gets in there with the tough questions with Shelton?
I appreciate it. I mean, he's doing his job.
Yep.
Shelton knows it's his job. It's
How often have you been on the wrong
Shelton?
End of a Starkey grilling?
Fortunate not. I don't think I ever have been on the wrong end. Of a grilling. He's been very kind to me, so I appreciate that. But I also appreciate Shelton being respectful of it, too. I think Shelton's done a nice job with the media. It'd be a tough grind to be a baseball manager to go through. You know, think about this. Every pre- and post-game, with a few exceptions, for 162 games, these managers have to be asked questions. I know that's part of the drill, and every manager does it, but
he lost his cool in Cleveland after that no-hitter, Greg. Chicago. He's gotten testy sometimes, but when he had to answer about that Rowdy Tellez situation, he let his true feelings known. The nice, sunny disposition of Derek Shelton went away in that moment.
Yeah, he has lost his cool on occasion. I agree with you. But, you know, when push comes to shove, all in all, I think he's been – very, very respectful of the media.
You've seen a lot of Pirate seasons, Greg. How difficult do you think a season like this, the way that it has played out, kind of taking all that you know on background, like the expectations coming in, the excitement with Skeens, the way they hung in there and added at the deadline, do you think it's one of the tougher seasons you've seen for a manager to kind of navigate in that sense then, given everything that's actually happened in some?
Yeah, I would say that, and probably – Chris, I think the thing that has been the most difficult for him, I would guess, is that, you know, he tried to, you know, I think when push comes to shove again, it's the bullpen, unfortunately, that's going to take the brunt. Offense for a while, but for the offensively, with the pitching staff that they have, the way it's constructed, I think over the last several weeks, I think we would all agree that it's the bullpen that's kind of let them down, and let them down in August in particular. And so that's probably most difficult for a manager. I mean, you know, he's trying to do everything he can to close games out when you get those good starts from these guys, and it just has not worked out. So I'm sure it's very frustrating. And of the 5 years, I don't know. I've never asked Shelton that question, but this probably is one of the more difficult. Although, you know, 2020, his first year as a rookie manager to try and navigate through COVID with a bad team, I'm sure that wasn't easy either.
Greg, do you think if they can salvage the final 18 or 19 games here or whatever it is and get themselves to 500, it kind of calms everything down and they can say, well, we did make progress off of 76 wins and let's run it back with our big decision makers and brain trust for 2025?
Yeah, I don't know, Andrew. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to assess the season. I was talking to somebody recently who follows the team who was asking me about that and said, you know, do you think it really makes a difference at the end of the year exactly what the record is? Why is that so important, regardless of what direction you're going? It's really just taking a look at the whole season as a whole. How did everyone perform? You know, disappointing stretches, yes. Are you seeing progress? And so there's an argument on a couple of different fronts. I just don't know how they are going to assess the season. Is it going to be straight record, you know, when they decide what happens for 2025? I just don't know the answer to that.
They would need to go 9-9 the last 18 games to beat last year's win total. They'd need to go 13-5 to get to 81-81, Greg. I'm wondering, in terms of the evaluation process, you said you're not exactly sure. If you had to guess, do you think when they're looking at Shelton specifically, they're looking more at how did the players overall progress, or at times the way some of these games writ large played out, where it was maybe not one player, it was just a sloppily played game? Do you know what I mean? Are they looking more at, like, did players develop individually under him, or how did the collective perform in some of these situations?
Well, I think it's got to be both. I mean, that would be my strong guess that that's what they would do. They would, and it'd be all encompassing. So, players progressing, games. You know, I was thinking about this actually last night, and it was Wehner who said it. We were on the TV side, and as the game ends, he said, "You know, this is how you draw up a Pirates baseball game. If you're looking at the team as it's constructed for the whole year, this is what you would want. You'd want your starter, in this case Skeens, to go at least six, which he did six strong, and then your bullpen. You come in and they get the final nine outs, and you don't necessarily, you know, crush the ball. You get a home run from Cruz. You take advantage of mistakes by the other team. That's how they're going to win more games in the future." And so, you know, when you're assessing 2024, you look at it, and when you have Skeens, when you have the bullpen doing what it's supposed to do and the offense doing just enough, well, you take that last night and bottle it up, that's how you're going to win a lot of ball games. And so I think that's how I would assess the situation.
Pirates Marlins on the Fan, 6:40, Greg on TV. That means we'll have Joe Block on the call of the middle game of this three-game series. Greg, thanks for coming on with us.
Andrew, thank you. I think, is it Dana? She said to say hi. I saw her today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because you mentioned last week about Paul Skeens and, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
Where you get your clothes,
yes,
and such. So.
Yes, I know who that is.
I said, I'll be talking to him a couple hours. So
that's,
she said,
right.
Tell him I said hi. So.
There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.